Welcome back to the show. Thursday night football in progress right now. Big game. Tough one for the Chargers, though. Short week on the road and one of the toughest places to play in the world, a football game. At Arrowhead, at Kansas City. Chiefs leading 21-7 now. You had a touchdown run by Damian Williams for Kansas City. Mahomes in the game, 182 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, adding to his MVP case. I know we don't like to hear that here. If you're a Drew Brees for MVP fan, you needed Mahomes here this week and maybe next week in Seattle. Have a few turnovers, not play very well, but so far he's playing very well. And again, in the absence of Kareem Hunt, I think just bolstering his case for MVP. It's going to be weird. Drew Brees is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, probably without an MVP trophy in his case, regular season MVP. Anyways, maybe he'll have a couple of Super Bowl MVPs. Already has one, maybe another this year. We'll talk to Rafael Esparza, handicapper at DocSports.com, coming up in just a little bit as we go around the NFL and college football. Talk about some of the betting lines out there. Pick six, second half of the hour, Sports Libs too. But right now, I want to talk about the NFL. And if you look at the hierarchy of the league right now, and I do my Power 12 rankings. I did them on Tuesday every week. We rank my playoff predictions, projections, and teams 1 through 12 there. But there's really only eight teams in the NFL, eight teams that have any shot of winning a Super Bowl. There's only eight. There's only eight teams right now. And I know Vegas has the odds for everybody that's still mathematically alive. That's fine. That's cute. If you want to go put $20 on Green Bay, who's not eliminated, or the Browns, or whoever it is, it's fine. Go and do it. Might as well just light that money on fire because it's not happening. There's only eight teams here with any shot. And here are the eight. And I really mean this. And we can mark the tape here and come back. And I guarantee you, whoever's hoisting the trophy in early February is going to be one of these eight teams. It just is. Written in stone. Number one, no surprise here, the Saints. We know this. Top 10 defense now. Top 5 offense. Drew Brees, MVP candidate. Really a ferocious front four right now. One of the best front fours in NFL football with the way Sheldon Rankins is playing and Marcus Davenport coming along. We know about Cam Jordan. The offense is going to be there. This team not only looks like they're going to get home field advantage, which is terrifying for anybody else here in the Superdome, but front to back, I think the most complete roster in the league. Obviously, no surprise if the Saints win it. Same way, not going to be any surprise at all if this super team Rams squad wins the Super Bowl after all the money they spent in the offseason and the trades they made. Rams offense, terrifying. Rams defense, terrifying for everybody in L.A. right now. They have just been abysmal. We'll see if things get better here now that Aqib Talib is back. It can't hurt. But the problems, oddly, have been up front. And you wouldn't think so. They're ferocious rushing the passer. They are abysmal defending the run. They can't stop the run. And when you get into the playoffs, and if they're going to have a home game outdoors at the Coliseum there in L.A., you've got to be able to defend the run and run the football. But nobody's going to be surprised if the Rams win the Super Bowl, right? Third team on here, the Chiefs. They're just the best team in the AFC. I know that they lost to the Rams and they lost to the Patriots. But this team, even without Kareem Hunt, and they are proving they are darn good. And a lot of it has to do, yes, with Patrick Mahomes, but a lot of it has to do with Andy Reid. Andy Reid, just as good as anybody this side of Sean Payton and Sean McVay, not only an offensive mastermind, but getting his team ready to play and rebuilding and plugging holes year in and year out. Just kind of like a little Belichickian there, a little Carroll-like there. Chiefs number three on my list. Four, we know the Patriots. They need to go in this. Anybody going to be surprised at New England, even after the season that they've had here, that they win another Super Bowl? No, nobody's going to be surprised about that. Patriots in here, I'm not even going to talk anymore about it. Number five, the Chargers. Even after what's happening tonight, this team is as talented on paper, and thank God we're not doing that in college football, because the Chargers probably be top two seed, right? AFC, but that's not how it's going to work out. But they are as talented as anybody offensively and defensively. In football, great pass rush. They've got a top five quarterback. They have a running game. They have the cornerbacks in the secondary, but they're going to have to win on the road. They're going to be a wild card team. Even if they come back and win tonight, I've laid it out. They still would not be overtake the Chiefs there in the AFC West. They're going to have to win probably three road games. on their way to the Super Bowl and then win in Atlanta. Can they do it? Yes. I think they're the first wild card team in quite a few years that has the opportunity to do that, legitimately do that, and they're five on my list. Right ahead at number six, the Chicago Bears. And I told you, and this would be my answer to the Blue Runner Foods opinion poll online right now at WWL.com, which is what team is the worst matchup for the Saints in the playoffs? My vote would go to the Bears. That defense, even here in the Superdome, could cause tremendous problems for New Orleans in a way that, frankly, the Rams just could not. Chicago can stop the run. Chicago can rush the pass. Chicago has one of the most electrifying playmaking secondaries we've seen in the league since the Legion of Boom disbanded. They are good. They are fun to watch. And Matt Nagy should be mentioned for Coach of the Year and should be mentioned right alongside Sean McVay as one of these young offensive savants. They're good. Bears can win a Super Bowl. Get on board with this. If you're still of this frame of mind that Chicago's a mirage, they're not. They're damn good. Now, the last two teams here, some people may disagree with, but I firmly believe these two teams, not going to be easy for them. They're not as good as the six teams ahead of them, but these two teams can win a Super Bowl. Bobby Hebert, Steve Kort, plug your ears. The Dallas Cowboys can win a Super Bowl. The acquisition of Amari Cooper has just changed the dynamic of this offense. They still want to run the ball. They still want to play complementary football to that defense, so that means long possessions, limiting total possessions for each team in a game, running the football down your throat, using play action to go down the field. Before Amari Cooper, they didn't have anybody really to take the top off the field, off that play action down the field. Now they do. That's scary. And I can't believe we're saying this right now. But outside Chicago, in my mind, Dallas is the most fearsome defense right now in the NFL. Yeah, they'd give the Saints problems. I've talked about that. They're going to be playing on wild card weekend, so they'd have to win three games, probably two on the road, and then a Super Bowl in Atlanta to win a championship. But I got to tell you, Cowboys can do it. The other team that can do it, and this is just as amazing, is Seattle. Very similar to what I just said about the Cowboys. They'll have to win road games. They will be a wild card team, almost assuredly the fifth seed in the NFC, and they'll have that opening game at Dallas, a place they won earlier this year. But how they play travels. They run the football more than anybody in the NFL, not only this year, the last couple of years, averaging, what, about 160 yards per game on the ground? It's absurd. And I'm sorry, nobody wants to face Russell Wilson in the playoffs, especially the fourth quarter of the playoffs. You kidding me? Pete Carroll has proven once again, and I think Brock here at ESPN tweeted this out yesterday, Pete Carroll's proven that it's about his system more than those players that are no longer there. Outside of those eight teams, I don't see anybody winning a Super Bowl. My eight teams, Saints, Rams, Chiefs, Patriots, Chargers, Bears, and yes, the Cowboys and Seahawks, those are the only eight teams that can win a Super Bowl. A lot of you disagree with me? Tell me who your list would be. You can text me at 870-870. Coming up next, Rafael Esparza, as we talk a little football betting lines in the NFL and as college football bowl season kicks off. That's next. I'm Seth Dunlap. This is The Last Lap. Chiefs punt. Chargers will get the football back, trailing by a touchdown in the third quarter. Keeping you updated on Thursday Night Football as the show goes along. And as promised, let's go out to Vegas right now. Rafael Esparza, handicapper at DocSports.com and entertainment odds maker at MyBookie Sportsbook, as we take a look at the lines through the NFL in the early part of college football bowl season right now. Rafael, what's going on? Welcome into the program.
Thanks for having me. Just chilling, watching some football, watching some reruns of Christmas movies. Okay, a nice evening.
Yeah, there you go. It's a nice little Thursday evening there. I like that, Rafael. Let's go ahead and start in the NFL, and we'll start with the Saints game on Monday night. This typically has been a tough place for the Saints to play on the road. Of course, they swept Carolina last year in three games, including one in Carolina, but Saints here, six-point favorites. Rafael, what do you think about this one?
I mean, if you're like the Saints, I say hurry up and put that money on there now, because Vegas will tell you Monday night and Thursday night game, the public bets favorite and over, favorite and over, favorite and over. This game will be -7 by kickoff. I just cannot see Carolina money coming in, just because I think I could throw a football farther than Cam Newton can throw now these days. His shoulder's not really that good. I know the Carolina Panthers are still very upset with all the stuff that happened last year with the Saints giving them the broom because they swept 3-0, Cam Newton's mouth shooting off last year. I know the Carolina's upset, but I don't care. This is not the same Carolina team we've seen in the beginning of November. Not even saying the last couple of weeks. They just played some pitiful football. I think the Saints should have no problem winning this game. I'm going to take the Saints on this one.
Steelers home underdogs to the Patriots. 2.5-point Patriots favorites in that game. 3:25 national game on Sunday, Rafael.
Yeah, Gillette Stadium Part 2, because right, every time New England goes to Heinz Field, they're the favorites. I mean, Pittsburgh hasn't been a home favorite against Tom Brady and the Patriots, I think, in almost 4 years. That's pretty shocking. I like the under in this game. I know Brady and Roethlisberger, you think you're going to put up big points. New England's defense has played really well. I know last week they gave up 30-plus points to the Miami. That was on the road. But at home, they hold the Vikings to 10 points, Green Bay to 17 points. I like the under at 52. I'm going to tend to say Pittsburgh might win this. Pittsburgh needs this game more than anything. They lost 3 straight. I can't believe they're 7-5-1 when they had a division pretty much in their back pocket when the beginning of November. I think Pittsburgh squeaks out a victory, but I think the best value, I think the under. I think 2 defenses are going to show up on Sunday late afternoon.
Those are probably the marquee games in the NFL, but still a lot with wild card or playoff implications here, Rafael. Let's go through them. A Packers last gasp at any playoff contention in this crazy NFC now, where 8-8 or 8-7-1 might get you in against the Bears, who look like one of the best teams in football now. Chicago, a 6-point home favorite.
I've talked to a lot of personnel people in L.A. with the Rams, a lot of personnel people here in New Orleans with the Saints, and every one of them says they do not want to mess around with Chicago in the playoffs. I think the Bears are going to embarrass Green Bay. That's going to be a long night, a long day for Aaron Rodgers and that offensive line. That Bears defense, no joke. If I'm an NFC team that's going into playoffs, you're hoping the Bears have a hiccup somewhere. And maybe have a lower seed. But right now, if you're anybody in the NFC, I wouldn't want to play that defense because that defense doesn't care about penalties. They just want to hit you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They're at the top of my list. That's something we were talking about earlier tonight, Rafael. It's like you're listening to the program. Bears, my number one team here. I don't want the Saints to face. I hope they're over on that L.A. side of the bracket if it works out like that. How about Cowboys-Colts? Cowboys looking to wrap up the NFC East. Colts in that 4-way battle for the final wild card spot in the AFC. And who do you got in this one? I think the line is off, or is it maybe a pick 'em right now?
No, the line's -3 all across shops. Gotcha. Over at Vegas has 3. At my bookie, we have 3. Totals 47. I like Dallas. I think they win the division, but they don't win this game. I like Indianapolis coming in here at home. It's a big game for them. I know the Cowboys are 8-5, but they're 6-1 at home. They've had 4 losses on the road. I'm not 100% sold on them on the road. I know they beat Atlanta on the road, but me and you both know what Atlanta presents to the NFL this year. They beat the Eagles on the road, but the Eagles have presented nothing on the road. So I'm going to take Indianapolis. I really like how they beat the Houston Texans last week after that bad showing against Jacksonville, having a big goose egg. Give me Andrew Luck at home, laying a soft -3.
Another sneaky big game here. Dolphins, with that miracle in Miami, have crawled their way back into that wild card race in the AFC at 7-6. And Vikings in a free fall here, 6-6-1. But Vikings, big 7.5-point home favorites.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Minnesota just because of what Miami. I know Miami had their playoff win last weekend, beating New England Patriots. And I had rumors from my sources at WWE that Gronkowski's really looking into maybe wrestling as his second career. But what we saw trying to tackle last week, I think he might need to look for something else besides wrestling because that was pathetic. Give me the Vikings at home at US Bank Stadium. The Dolphins had their playoff win last week.
Anything else in the NFL you're looking at here, Rafael?
I really like the 2 late games. Like I said, Pittsburgh, New England, I think that game's going to go under. And I know the Rams are -11-point favorites now that Wentz is in there. But last time we saw Nick Foles in a real NFL game, not a playoff game, last time we saw him, he won a ring. He won the ship. I can't believe it's 11.5. I'm going to take the plus points with the Eagles. I really like the under, though, in that game. I think the Rams' defense is getting better and better week after week, holding back-to-back games to 16 points or less. I think the Rams do win this game. I don't think they cover that big number, but I think it flies under at 52.5.
Talking to Rafael Esparza, handicapper at DocSports.com and entertainment odds maker at MyBookie Sportsbook. Let's go over to college football and a few bowl games getting us started this weekend. We'll start with an all-Louisiana battle here. Rafael, it's Tulane and Louisiana in the Cure Bowl. Tulane 3.5-point favorites here.
Yeah, I'm upset that I'm not going to be at this game. I chose to go to the LSU-Kentucky game if I was going to go to a Florida bowl game. So I really wanted to go. This one is a late, early start on Saturday. I like the under. I think Tulane's going to have a trouble running the ball, and I think that's why the total is going to be 59. I've talked to some people over in Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, says they want to keep the Tulane offense off the field. I think that's why I think the under at 59 is best play. I think Tulane squeaks out a victory, but 59 is a lot of points. I'm going to take the under at 59, but I'm rooting for Tulane to get a bowl win.
All right, you got a quartet of other games here on Saturday. Utah, North Texas, Arizona State, Fresno State, Georgia Southern, Eastern Michigan, and Middle Tennessee, App State. Raphael, what should we keep an eye on here? What can you tell us?
In the backyard of Sam Boyd Stadium in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Bowl, Fresno State is going to should have no problem beating Arizona State. Arizona State's missing back-to-back playmakers in this game. One of their wide receivers decided to concentrate on the NFL draft. Fresno, at their meeting, says they're treating this game like this is the BCS championship game for them. They want to beat a Pac-12 team. That defense, really good at Fresno. They asked Boise State not once but twice this season. I like the Bulldogs to upset. Not upset, they're -5 right now, open up at 3. But to beat the Sun Devils at Las Vegas.
Rafi, only 30 seconds left, but anything going on at Doc Sports you can tell our audience?
Just the same old. It's football season. They have nice UFC packages going on. Bowl season completely on that. And we just posted odds at my bookie. Where are the Raiders going to play at next season? Fun thing is stuff. I put Azteca Stadium, Mexico, 200-1. But don't sleep on the Alamo Dome. If San Diego decides to give the middle finger to the Raiders, I would not be shocked if the Raiders play in the Alamo Bowl.
All right. Interesting there. I like that. I like those odds. Rafael Esparza, I really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, find him at DocSports.com and MyBookie Sportsbook. Back in 60 seconds. Chiefs with the football back, leading 21-14 over the Chargers on Thursday Night Football. 26 seconds left in the third quarter. Looks like a holding call here on the Chiefs. That'll back them up, make it a second and long here. We'll keep you updated on that football game. Chiefs win, they're AFC West champs. Chiefs lose, they're still in first place with the tiebreaker, second tiebreaker over Kansas City, not only in the AFC West, but also in the conference. But Chargers would at least have life there, hoping for a win out and, I guess, another Chiefs loss over the final 2 weeks of the season. Time now for a little pick six. Tim Zimmer, I think, still leads this, but let's bring Logan Falgu, our studio producer, here in six picks against the spread like we do every week, although we were off last week with the prep football season. So one little week reprieve here. Logan, what's going on? What are the standings here?
Okay, so the standings here are you at 39-38. Tim is at 41-36. And I, surprisingly enough, am at 42-35.
Look at this. Okay, so Logan in the lead, 3-game lead over me, 1-game lead over Tim. I still got a few weeks here to make up some ground. I'm glad we're all over 500, though. I wouldn't be paying the VIG, but hey, over 500 to start here. Okay, let's fire up any music you got there, Logan, and we'll start it off here. I guess we're fading you now. Tim's going to send his picks in later. We'll give him that. He worked earlier today. He deserves the night off. He can fade both of us here. But you got to go first here, Logan. So first up, as you're in first, Saints, 6-point favorites, Monday Night Football on the road against the Panthers.
I got to take the Saints here. Panthers, just not what they used to be. Hell, I don't even think they're in the same league, to be honest with you. Big hometown boy myself for the Saints, so I'm taking the Saints here.
Yeah, 6 points isn't enough here. I think after the last two poor offensive performances, Sean Payton, Drew Brees on Monday Night Football, of course, with the MVP race still a little undecided here, I think they go off, and the Panthers can't keep up. I'm on the Saints here as well. Patriots at the Steelers. Patriots 2.5-point road favorites in Pittsburgh. Logan?
I'll have to be taking the Patriots here. I'm a fairly big Tom Brady fan. I feel like they're going to pull out more than the, you know, 2.5-point favorites that they are here against the Steelers. I just don't see them covering here. No.
All right. Well, I'm opposite of you here. I think the Steelers, a little disrespect, and they're in this free fall, but they are one of those organizations, many New England, like, where they thrive on controversy and everything. So I like the Steelers here. You just heard Raphael told us they haven't been a home favorite against New England in quite a while. I will take the 2.5 points here I'm getting with Pittsburgh. Next up, Rams against the Eagles, who will be playing Nick Foles in this football game, it sounds like. Logan, Rams 11.5-point favorites.
I'm going to take the Eagles to cover here. I think that the 11 points there is just a little bit too much for the Rams. Not saying they're not a good team or anything like that. I'm just saying that, you know, I think definitely the Eagles will cover here.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me because Nick Foles, he wasn't good earlier in the season. Eagles still, though, they won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. It's not the same team. I'm not trying to pretend like it is, but that line, like it has been most of the year, just too high for the Rams. Public line here. I expect that to come down a couple of points. I like the Rams to win, but I will take the Eagles here, getting 11.5 points. Over to college football we go, making our pick six here. Logan in the lead on the season, 42-35, so he's going first. Tulane, the Green Wave, and the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns in the Cure Bowl on Saturday.
I'm going to sit here and take the Ragin' Cajuns to cover. I feel like even though it's only a 3.5, you know, favorite here for Tulane, I feel like they're going to cover.
Yeah, low scoring game here makes me not only think that 3.5 points, that little hook there, the half points against a team who isn't used to the spotlight might be a little bit much. I will also take the Ragin' Cajuns here. Gary Smith, who was on our program yesterday, disagrees. He said this is a very favorable matchup for Tulane. Maybe they win, but 3.5 points here, I'm just going to take the points, take the underdog and the Ragin' Cajuns. Utah State against North Texas here, Logan. This is, by the way, the New Mexico Bowl, Saturday, 1 o'clock local time.
I will be taking Utah State here. 7.5. Again, I don't really like these halves, but you got to take what you get, and it just looks too much in Utah's favor here.
You're Utah State. We're agreeing here on a lot of these picks because I'm going Utah State as well. I still believe that Utah State might be the best group of five team out there. I know, cover your ears, UCF. I just think those two teams on the field, you play 10 times. I think Utah State wins 6 or 7 of those games this year. So I will take Utah State. I think this one's a rout. Finally, Arizona State and Fresno State in the Las Vegas Bowl. Logan.
I'll be taking Arizona State here. Fresno is like 5-point favorite here, but I don't see it happening.
I do. I see Fresno State also in a rout. I like what Raphael says. I'm going with our handicapper, Fresno State against a banged-up Arizona State team. Fresno State by double digits in this one. Give me them giving 5 points here. Fresno State -5. I'm on Fresno State. So just to recap here, Logan and I, we agree. Take the Saints at -6 over the Panthers. We disagree on the Patriots-Steelers game. Logan, you have the Patriots -2.5. I've got the Steelers getting 2.5. We both like the Eagles to cover at the Rams as an 11.5-point underdog. We both like the Ragin' Cajuns of Louisiana to cover against Tulane as 3.5-point underdogs. We both like Utah State, 7.5-point favorites, but we disagree on Arizona State. Fresno State, you got Arizona State 5-point underdogs. I've got Fresno State 5-point favorites. Nice job. We'll see if I make up any ground, Logan. I got a chance to make up at least 2 games this week. So the good news is, no matter what happens here, you'll still be ahead of me next week. There you go. All right. That's pick six. We're coming back a little sports libs here on the last lap. All right, welcome back to the show. Kansas City in scoring position here, trying to extend it to a double-digit 2-score lead on the Los Angeles Chargers. Both these teams going to be in the AFC playoffs. Just a matter of who's not only the AFC West champ, but who's the number one overall seed. There is a possibility here, as wild as it seems, that the Chargers, if they win out, could not only go from the wild card spot, but all the way up to the number one spot in the conference. It's that crazy. We'll see what Patrick Mahomes and his company has to say about that. They're at the 35-yard line with Mahomes again scrambling around, and this time he'll just throw it away out of bounds down the right side. So 2nd and 15 from the 35-yard line. Phillip Rivers, 2 picks in this game, almost threw a third on that last drive. He has not played well at all in a short week, big game here. All right, time to do a little sports libs here. Logan Falgu sticking around. Logan, we are trying to do this maybe every night on the show. It's been kind of fun, so I know we got 5 topics, 5 little sports libs today?
Yes, we do.
All right. So anybody who doesn't know what this is, if you haven't listened to this before, you can play along here. This is why we do it. I want you to play along here. Fill in the blank. It's like Mad Libs, if you ever played that game on road trips and whatnot. Same kind of principle. There'll be a blank in this usually, maybe a question, and you fill it in. I haven't seen these Mad Libs, sports libs before, so I'm flying blind just like you here, Logan. Take it away.
Blank will be this weekend's MVP in the NFL.
Of the week or of the season?
of just this weekend, this weekend of Sunday, and I think there's like one or two games happening Saturday, I think.
Yeah, I will go to that Patriots-Steelers game. I think Ben Roethlisberger's in for a monster game here. Ben's got a little Brady in him. Ben's got a little Drew in him. When everybody starts talking about the demise of the Steelers, he usually comes out and puts up 400 yards and 4 to 5 touchdowns. Not usually, but we've seen it happen quite a bit. I think Ben's going to have a monster day at home when he's been really, really good. So I would not be surprised at all if you see 400 yards, 3 to 4 touchdowns, and a Steelers win on Sunday.
All right, next one up here. I believe blank is going to be the highest scoring game this weekend.
I think it might also be that, you know, that Steelers... At Steelers-Patriots games, I think it's going to be played in the 30s here. So I'm not just trying to default back-to-back to that one. I'd probably say Patriots-Steelers. Maybe you could do something wild if it's Texans-Jets. Maybe they get up into the 30s. But I think it's a pretty safe bet here that it is Patriots-Steelers. I'm looking at the over-unders for this game and trying to figure out what Vegas has as the biggest over-under, and in fact, it is Patriots-Steelers at 52, also Saints-Panthers at 52 there. So Vegas thinks one of those two games is going to be the high-scoring game.
All right, next one up here. Blank is going to be the most difficult obstacle for the Saints this Monday.
Christian McCaffrey, I mean, he's just a terror, especially if he gets into the second level on your safeties, whether that's out of the backfield, catching passes, or even running the football. I mean, he's just had a monster season. There's no doubt about that. I was really skeptical of him being drafted that high in the first round last year. He has proved me wrong. He's every bit as good as advertised coming out of Stanford. The dude is for real, and he will cause the Saints problems just like he has for everybody, regardless of what Cam Newton's doing.
All right, next one up here. Blank is going to be our key to victory this Monday.
Playing good defense down the field, not letting Cam Newton have explosive plays with his feet, because I don't think he's going to be able to throw the football. Like we've said, he has that shoulder issue, and he just hasn't been good down the field the last few weeks. He's been very efficient. That's why you see these first half numbers. I think Cam Newton was something like 16-16 against Seattle a few weeks ago, and he was 15-20 last week in the first half. That's why you're seeing those really high completion percentage numbers in the Norv Turner offense. He's not throwing those low percentage throws down the field that often the explosive scoring plays. But what he still does with his legs at time is run over you defensively. Third down, big plays. He can still do that, and the Saints have been burned by that. We've seen that before against Cam, so you got to watch out here. It doesn't concern me necessarily much, but I got to be honest, not much concerns me in this game. I think it's kind of a Saints runaway here.
All right, and last one up here is, blank is an easy bet to win this Sunday.
Rams against Nick Foles. Rams coming off that loss. They've had the extra time to prepare here a little bit. I shouldn't say extra time, but it's not a short week for them. 11.5-point favorites. They're playing Nick Foles, not Carson Wentz. Philadelphia is an absolute mess, and the Rams know they're still playing possibly for the number one overall seed, but also if they lose this one, then they're only one game up on the Bears. And yeah, they do get San Francisco and Arizona the last couple of weeks, but they want to be able to close it out. They win here, they can basically lock up that one seed, one or two seed in the first round bye, then they can start resting guys. So yeah, I think that one, they're going to win. I would be stunned if Philadelphia wins that game, but I think that line's a little too big at 11.5, but I lock it up. Rams win that game.
All right,
there you go. Thanks, Logan. Nice job. We'll do that again tomorrow. Here's a text from the 225. Saints need Ben to play well this week. Don't want him to lay an egg coming into us. Yeah, no doubt about it. Steelers coming into the Saints here the next week. Let's see. More text. This one from the 985. I admit Tulane made me a lot of money when Bowden was coach and they went 12-0. Worst deal ever letting him go. Tulane should have... there's a typo here. I think he's just saying Tulane should have given him whatever money he wants, pay him $2 million a year, and maybe. But he probably just wanted to go somewhere a little bigger and better in the college football world. Here's another text from the 985. Seth, I don't remember what you said. When is Tulane and ULL playing? Well, first of all, it's UL now. You know, let's be PC. I've done it here. They've rebranded themselves as the Louisiana Raging Cajuns. But it's 12:30 on Saturday in the Cure Bowl in Orlando, 12:30 kickoff just about then. And you can find that on the CBS Sports Network. If you don't get that, yeah, that's a bummer. I know a lot of people are really upset that that's where that is being shown on TV. A lot of people don't have CBS Sports Network, but you're going to have to find out, or I guess... listen to the radio call or something. We'll go ahead and take a break here. Back, we'll have an update on our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll. What's the worst matchup for the Saints in the playoffs. Rams, Bears, Cowboys, Seahawks. Cast your vote there. And more of your calls and texts. 504-260-1870 is the phone number. 504-260-1870. Text line 870-870. Seth Dunlap here on The Last Lap. Hey, how'd you like to win the ultimate Christmas present? If you want to fly to Germany for free, well, yeah, you could be Kris Kringle of the Year, because right now you could win a round-trip ticket for two from the Crescent City to Frankfurt, Germany on Condor Airlines. And winning is pretty easy here. Go to WWL.com/contest right now to win. That's WWL.com/contest. You've got to be 21. And you're going to have to register before midnight next Thursday, December 20th. Then we're going to randomly select one winner from all of the eligible entries. It's a prize valued at $940. Round trip ticket for two directly from Louis Armstrong International Airport to Frankfurt, Germany on Condor Airlines. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to all of us here from WWL. Now, Sunday, just a little programming note here. Remember, no Saints. Saints are on Monday Night Football, so we'll have that full Saints coverage starting at 3 o'clock on Monday, beginning with Fans First Take with Steve Court and myself. Sunday, we will have NFL football here, Sunday Night Football, that Rams-Eagles games, 7 to 11 o'clock right here on the home of the Saints and Tigers, WWL. Also, programming note for tomorrow, we're actually going to be on an hour earlier. I actually didn't know this until today, or I would have been promoting the heck out of it. I didn't know this until I walked into work today, but we're going to start at 7 tomorrow. I guess Zach and Deuce didn't want to go the extra hour. So in previous years, we just done back to our regular time slot, 8 to 11 on Fridays, but we're going to keep that time slot that prep football was on. So we will go 7 to 10 o'clock Fridays through football season. So a little hour earlier. I know that's going to be weird. People are going to be wondering where in the heck we're at in that 10 o'clock hour. But that's the schedule. Again, 7 to 10 o'clock tomorrow here for the last lap. Really quickly, we're just changing our opinion poll. I didn't know we didn't have this right. Our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll at WWL.com. The one that just ended, do you think the NFL is really serious about policing domestic violence among players? That was a carryover poll from Sports Talk. 73% of you are saying no. 27% of you are saying yes there. And we will have for the last hour the poll of which team is the worst matchup for the Saints in the playoffs, Rams, Bears, Cowboys, or Seahawks. We'll be talking about that a little bit next hour. Some other things in the tank here for the final hour of the program. Saints could be playing in London or Mexico City next year. Actually, a pretty good possibility of that. We'll get into that. And ESPN, the magazine, has Drew Brees among the 20 most dominant athletes in the world. We'll find out where he lands. Also, Cam Newton a little salty about some gifts he got from the Saints after their playoff loss last year. Chiefs did score a touchdown, so they're back up two scores, 28-14 over the Chargers with 7.5 minutes to play. That game winding down. We'll update you after the news here. I'm Seth Dunlap. This is The Last Lap.